Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. In my hand, the New York Times. Read it. The genie is out of the bottle. There's no wall high enough to keep the stuff contained. That's biotechnology, an undeniable technology for mankind. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. President Bush is asking Congress for trade promotion authority, fast track. It won't be an easy sell. The last time President Clinton asked for it was denied. Labor unions are worried about competition from cheap labor, and environmentalists want to impose strict environmental obligations on other countries. If we think these kinds of internal conflicts are unique, guess again. Turn back the clock to 1990, 11 years. At that time, European Union members pledged to grant full membership to the Union to the former communist states of Eastern Europe. It sounded like a great idea. Why not include Poland, Hungary, Estonia, the Czech Republic? If the objective is to improve security and promote economic development, expanding the European Union clearly is the right thing to do. An ambitious timetable for admitting those nations is 2004, just around the corner. As the time draws closer, apprehension sets in. The EU provides some $95 billion in agricultural subsidies, but the French farmers don't want to share that with the poor Polish farmers. The European Union's poorest states receive heavy subsidies also: Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Italy. With the new Central European members coming aboard, they become the poor, and they'll take money away from the old poor, and that doesn't set well with the old poor. It's not just a dispute over money either. Entry into the EU opens a border to the free movement of people. Germans and Austrians are worried about competition from cheap labor in the East. Now that sounds familiar. President Bush needs trade promotion authority. The European Union needs to expand eastward. But with the growing opposition to globalization, it's not going to be an easy sell. Until next week, I have John Block from Washington.